from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We are live from Circa Las Vegas, world's largest sports book, Circa Ultimate Contest Weekend, Circa Millions, Circa Survivor. College football kicks off this weekend as well, week zero. It's the first year of the 12-team playoff, and it's time for John Jansen to take us through his prediction.
And so I'm letting you know right now, I thought when I was picking 1 through 12 and I was seeding everyone, I didn't look at what the matchups would be in the second round. I didn't look at what they would be, obviously, in the third round, the finals, and then ultimately I know who I wanted to win the national championship, who I think deserves and will be the national champion. But there are some epic matchups. And in some of those matchups, my heart, I could not remove. So this is...
Oh, boy.
And I did not plan these. So I put myself in an epic bind throughout the course of this entire draft, but I think some of the matchups are going to be great. So I'm going to start at 1, go through 12, just the same way that Costa did it. If you missed that one, you can go back on the audio rewind, Odyssey Rewind, and hear his along, compare it to mine. Number one seed and the champ of the SEC, I think you and I were both similar, Georgia.
Yep.
I think that's the obvious pick. Carson Beck, that team is fully loaded, and they are ready to rock and roll. Offense, defense, special teams, you start looking at the roster and they are, it's unbelievable. Number two seed is the Big Ten champ. It is not Michigan. It is the Ohio State University. And so,
are you allowed to do that?
I would think that as I go through my top 12, in the seeding, people would say, okay, he's being a professional.
Okay.
All right, so number two is out of the Big Ten is Ohio State. Number three, we're going out of the Big 12, and I think you had this one as well. I'm not sure if it was three or four, but I'm going to go Utah.
Yes.
I think Utah going into the Big 12 is the team that is just most prepared. And you look, I think going into the Big Ten, going into the SEC, there can be a tough landing for some teams. I think going from the Pac-12 for the Utah – the Utes going to the Big 12 it's a much easier path for them. I think they're built, and nobody plays defense, so they're a team that plays on both sides of the ball. They're built to win, so they come out of the Big 12. And number four seed for me now, this is where we start to differ.
ACC
Florida
champ, right?
Oh. Florida State, okay. ACC. And I think when you look at, I'm not a huge believer in DJ Uliangalele, but I think they have enough talent around him to maximize his potential at the quarterback position. He is a guy that can run the ball a little bit. I think they make the return. They're going to be playing this entire year on spite and anger, and don't underestimate what anger can do in football. Number five, out of the Big Ten, new quarterback Dylan Gabriel, Oregon Ducks. And so I think coming to the Big Ten, I don't think they ultimately win it. I have some questions about their toughness. They lost. They got out hit twice by Washington, a team that I didn't think was very physical. So that's where I draw some question marks. Can they come into the Big Ten and face teams that are going to play smash mouth football week in, week out? It's not just, hey, we're going to play one or two of these in a schedule. We're going to play an entire schedule of physical smash mouth teams. Number six for me, Ole Miss out of the SEC. And I think about Lane Kiffin, what he is building there. This is the coming out party for the Ole Miss team, and I think that they are the number six team. Number seven, Notre Dame. Their schedule sets up to be one of those teams where you're like, okay, as long as they get out of the first week, week one, at Texas A&M, the rest of their schedule. Now, I know they've struggled a little bit at times with Purdue. It's at Purdue. Purdue is not going to be a threat to them. Louisville, they're kind of a sneaky team. What do they have coming back? I don't think that's a home game. Florida State's a home game. Then they travel at the end of the year to Southern California to play USC. And I think at that time, Southern California, USC is pretty much toast. So they're going to have the opportunity to be that number seven seed. Number eight, Missouri.
Oh.
This is a team I think that is just – they, too, are going to be playing this year with the chip on their shoulder. They felt like last year, hey, they put some things together. They're starting to get some more talent. They're really starting to play well. And I think you look at their schedule, and they do have a chance. They got some tough games. But I think they're a team that does make the playoffs at number eight. Number nine, Alabama. I think Kalen DeBoer, the staff that he took from Washington, the extra hires that he made, he did lose some players in the transfer portal. He also gained some. And I think he's a tremendous coach. He has literally won every single year, every single stop that he has had, no matter the level, no matter the competition. I think Kalen DeBoer does a great job of transitioning from the greatest coach that college football has ever known in Nick Saban. Now it's the DeBoer era. Number 10 for me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Michigan.
I was waiting for it.
Here we go. And again, I think they can be a play. I think they should be a playoff team. They're not going to be in single digits. They don't belong in single digits. But I think they do get in at 10 or 11. I put them at 10, and this is where things get real difficult for me moving forward. 11 seed, Penn State. Look at their schedule, and they're a team that just doesn't play a very tough schedule. They do start with West Virginia. Could be
tricky.
At USC, and the only thing I bring up about at USC, because I just dogged them for being in the Big Ten and not playing defense, and I don't, Lincoln Riley, I don't think he's going to be able to build that program. Teams traveling from the East Coast in the Big Ten to the West Coast have traditionally struggled. I don't know what that's going to mean moving forward. Now the teams are going to regularly do that at Wisconsin, Ohio State, at Minnesota. Row the boat, baby. They're a team that just every once in a while will jump up and beat or at least challenge a contender. So then I start moving on. That was my number 11 seed. Number 12, Memphis. I know you had Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis, to me, coming out of the AAC, I think is a team that is they've got a quarterback. They've got a running game. They're a dynamic offense. I think they're a team that comes out of that non-Power 4 group. So now here is where I get into my issues. Second round. I'll start at the top. Oregon, as the number 5 seed, will play number 4 seed, Florida State. And so that's the winner of the Memphis-Oregon game. The winner of the Alabama-Missouri game is Alabama. They will play Georgia in the second round. So we have that epic – and I did not plan this,
mm-hmm.
but you have that SEC, Alabama, Georgia. Maybe they play in the SEC championship game. I don't know how that's going to work itself out. But
heavyweights, though. Yep.
Yeah, heavyweights. Ole Miss beats Penn State because James Franklin can't beat a top 10 team. And you have Ole Miss facing Utah. Michigan, who's going to face Notre Dame in that first round, beats Notre Dame And now they play Ohio State. So you can see the issues that I have set myself up by seeding.
Yep.
Oregon beats Florida State to get to the Final Four. Georgia rights a wrong from last year. They beat Alabama. They make it to the Final Four. Utah beats Ole Miss. They keep that ground game, that physical style of game going, and they are the third team. And then I'm faced with, what do? Michigan, Ohio State. The confidence is on Michigan's side. The talent, the proven talent, is on Ohio State's side. Ryan Day can't get out of his own way, and Michigan beats the Big Ten champs, Ohio State, to make it to the Final Four for a fourth straight year. And now you have their Final Four, Oregon, Georgia playing. Georgia beats Oregon, and it's not even close. Georgia is planting their flag. It's the best team in the country. Utah and Michigan, what do I do here? Two physical teams. I'm going to go Michigan.
Here we go.
This is where I was in such a conundrum. I'm like, is Michigan a final, you know, national team? Are they playing for a national championship? I don't think so. But I couldn't them losing to Ohio State or Notre Dame. And I think if they do play Utah in this situation, that's where they get the benefit of seeding.
How convenient. Michigan's in the national title.
Michigan, Georgia, and this is very 2021. Georgia wins probably maybe 3-4 touchdowns. Georgia is just that good. So I didn't have them going all the way, but I don't particularly like how it played out, but I wasn't going to go back and reseed because I just didn't want to have, okay, well, am I going to make Michigan a higher seed if I put them at 11? You know,
Then you're like working backwards and it's not an honest bracket. Now, I do want to ask Tom, do we throw the flag here? He has Michigan in the national title.
I mean, I think it's a pretty big reach. I don't think it's impossible because I think there's a chance they have the best defense in the country potentially. And that can carry you a long way.
I will note, John didn't have Texas making the playoff at all.
Nope.
And I had them as my 5 seed, like an 11-1 Texas team. You think they're losing at least 3 games probably, right?
Probably.
If they're 10-2, I think Texas would be in.
And my issue with Texas is they've lost their top 2 receivers. Everybody talks about what Michigan has lost. Michigan's lost more than anybody, so I understand that. Texas lost 2 dominant defensive tackles. They lost their best 2 wide receivers for a quarterback that at times can look like the number 1 overall pick, unquestioned. There are other times he looks like a high school quarterback. Which quarterback is it going to be, and does he show up in those big games? Because he didn't last year against Oklahoma. So, I mean, I have Georgia, who I think is almost everybody's number 1 team in the country going into the season. They stay there. Here's the one thing I do have a takeaway. I don't know that this year or in any ensuing year that there is an undefeated national champion.
Because of the gauntlet.
Because of the gauntlet of the SEC and the Big Ten.
In your own conference, plus repeat performances, playing the same team 2, even 3 times. Can you beat a team 3 times in the same season?
Well, and that's basically where I get to the Michigan-Ohio State game. At some point, if Ohio State's going to win the Big Ten championship,
they probably
beat Michigan, and I don't think Michigan makes the Big Ten championship game. If they do, maybe they even lose twice to the same team, but do you beat a team 3 times in the same season?
Some people reject the system, we're going to have a rematch of a rematch.
It's going to happen, and I'm here for all of it.
We're getting good games.
Yeah.
Big matchups late in the year. I will note, you had only 1 ACC, only 1 Big 12, very on brand. You went heavy SEC, 4 teams, Big 10, 4 teams.
Yep.
You're getting called out.
But you had four SEC teams and 3 Big 10. So it's not like I'm overreaching.
Ticket texters, Blue Wall Radio.
Yep, there you go.
John is the worst playoff predictor I've heard all season.
Let's see at the end of the season.
Another one says Homer. John's final bracket, Michigan versus Michigan, and in a shocker, Michigan is your national champ.
Hey, I get it. Fill the ticket text. Fill the phone lines. I get it. I knew as soon as I got those matchups that this was gonna happen.
Let them have it, people. It's 97-1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.